Well, by this time of the year, you should begin to see the pecans forming up nicely and getting larger at the tips of the branches. If you've got a good crop, you should see lots of pecans. If you don't see very many pecans at this point, it means you're going to have a light crop this year. Remember, pecans tend to alternate bear. That is, they tend to produce a really big crop one year, a very small crop the next year, and so forth, alternating from year to year. Now, be careful. If the weather gets dry in August and September, droughty conditions can cause some of the pecans to drop. So turn along sprinkler on and let it go for an hour or two underneath your pecan trees, maybe once a week or 10 days or so, to make sure they're provided with good water. Don't be alarmed if you begin to see some branches break. If your pecan is heavily loaded with pecan nuts, the weight of the pecans can sometimes cause some of the branches to break. Finally, you may see some webs up in the pecan tree. This is a caterpillar called webworm. Don't worry about it. Webworms rarely cause significant damage to trees or affect the crop that much. Forget it growing. I'm Dan Gill with the LSU Ag Center.